you know, I think it's going to shock a lot of people. It certainly shocked me. I didn't want to believe it. Like, what do you mean? You can catch cancer through oral sex, but you know, it's a virus that lives in the skin, and you know, and bodily fluids are passed, and you know, it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Tell me why you decided to take part in this documentary.
You know, learn about my body and what is HPV and how can I prevent it? What is this vaccination jab that you can get? Why isn't it offered to young boys? Like, all these questions, I wanted to know, and this was the perfect opportunity to do that.
Well, HPV is basically a virus you can catch through oral sex, through oral contact, by going down on your girlfriend, basically, stuff like that. Something that boys and girls can carry as well. How does that make you feel that, you know, that girls are getting offered this jab in school and not boys?
That is unfair. I don't know why they can give it to girls and not boys. That is so stupid.
They've come to my college, they've done it with girls, but I personally think they should have come with boys and educate us about it, because like, all we just see girls getting jabs, we haven't got a clue what's going on.
I find it quite an ignorant way of being. You know, why would you... I like the girls and not the boys. You know, what about gay men? You know, obviously there's a government issue and there's a money issue, and, you know, there is a filter way of spending money on stuff, but for me, it's a non-brainer. It's like the vaccination should be given to boys as well as girls. It's a very expensive procedure. It's £400 a jab around. I don't know a lot of young teenager boys who would spend that money on a jab, you know, because I don't necessarily think...
But that's a lot of money for the health service to spend.
It is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's a big ask. But it's getting worse, so they should kind of go back and look at their numbers.
What's your advice to anyone who's embarrassed to talk about oral sex and the dangers, even to their doctor?
You know, two moments of going a bit red or being a bit embarrassed could save the rest of your life. You know,